We're talking with Shannon Phillips from the Oklahoma Conservation Commission. Shannon, let's talk a little bit about these latest successes, some streams that are being cleaned up. Tell me about these seven streams here that you're announcing in 2016.
So these are streams from all over the state that were delisted in 2010 or 2012 that we've collected new data on to verify that they are still in good shape. And they, even throughout the drought period, that they remained in good shape. And so now we're confident that these streams really have been cleaned up due to the voluntary activities of farmers and ranchers and in partnership with conservation districts and NRCS. And we will be proposing these as success stories to EPA this summer, and that will bring us to a total of 55 success stories across Oklahoma, which encompasses more than 3.9 million acres of land in Oklahoma where we cleaned up water quality problems.
Now, you indicated that you're going to take this story now to EPA. Do we have adequate data that they will probably agree with you?
Yes, that's part of our vetting process, and we've never had a success story denied by EPA that we've proposed. We know what's required, and so we make sure that we have adequate data. We wouldn't be able to have that adequate data without our water quality monitoring program. And so that's one of the things throughout all these budget cuts that we've tried to protect as best as we can.
Give us a couple of highlights of these seven streams.
Okay. The majority of these streams are streams where the NRCS and local conservation district partnerships have used Farm Bill funding and the locally led conservation program to solve water quality problems. But a couple of these are programs where we had extra money from EPA 319. One of those is the Honey Creek watershed, which drains to Grand Lake. We've been working in that watershed since 2006 to work with producers to do conversation practices like riparian area protection, grazing management, and even septic tank replacement. We've seen a 28% reduction in phosphorus, as well as reductions in nitrogen loading, which will help Grand Lake. But also, we now find that Honey Creek no longer has problems with excess bacteria. And so this upper segment was delisted in 2012. We verified that it's still in good shape. We're recommending the lower segment of Honey Creek for delisting this year in 2016. And hopefully in the next few years, we'll be able to come back and do a success story on that watershed as well.
You've got also obviously some streams that are located in the western part of the state.
Yes,
as well.
Also. So one of those streams is Main Creek in Major County. That's a program where the Conservation District worked with NRCS to address the, I believe, Main Creek. Let me verify. Main Creek was listed for turbidity and E. coli, and we delisted those from the 2010 list. Again, collected a lot of new data to verify they were still in good shape, and now we're confident that that stream has been turned around due to the voluntary conservation practices that those landowners put in place.
The bottom line, Shannon, is that Oklahoma streams are in better quality today because farmers and landowners have stepped up.
Exactly. If we can provide farmers and ranchers with the technical resources and sometimes financial resources as well to help them do the right thing, they are almost always willing to step up to protect our water resources for those of us who live downstream.
This is obviously the voluntary approach of working with landowners.
Our programs are completely non-regulatory and voluntary, and one of our goals is to prove that we can solve water quality problems without additional regulation. I think Oklahoma does a really good job because of the investment we make in monitoring as well as the investment that we make in the technical assistance to farmers.